Chapter 6. The Night We Met Marty the Party. Author's note: this was translated from a thick Canadian Newfoundland accent, so I'm not going to be able to match it. John was a stick in the mud. I was on a small work crew that lived on the road doing small construction jobs in the oil patch. There were only 5 of us, including the new guy, John. John was from England. He was an uptight worrier who was a pain in our arses. He was as slow as cold molasses, critical, and ass foremost. All we wanted to do was get on with the job and make things look good in front of the bosses. But John was holding us up. At least that's how I saw it anyway. Oh, my nerves, you got me drove. I'm not proud of it, but I took it personal and I went after John. Yes, bye. I was always bugging him and I was trying to push him to go faster. I was micromanaging everything he did, even though I didn't really understand his part of the job real well. I guess I was a jackass back then. Maybe nothing's changed, huh? Every night the crew met for supper and John never came out. He felt ostracized and he didn't fit in with us guys. We were a bit of a party group, so we were drinking and smoking and carrying on, and John was none of that. The layover. After a couple weeks of this, we had one day off to reset and relax. Then we were booked to start a new job, so we had a day off in town and nowhere to go. Sounds like a good excuse to go drinking. We met at 3 in the afternoon in a pub for lunch. John actually decided to come that day. I'm not sure why, but I guess he had nowhere to be, so why not? We ordered a few drinks, and then one thing led to another, and we decided that we were going out on the town, bar to bar. So we ordered up a cab. What showed up was a minivan cab, and it already had one guy in it that we didn't know. We all got in, including John, and that's where we met Marty the Party. The guy in the cab introduced himself to us. He said his name was Marty the Party. He looked like he was in rough shape. Rode hard and put away wet, if you know what I mean. He had at least one tooth missing, and he had the heavy drinker look. He was a bit of a streel, but he was friendly, and there was something about him that made you want to get to know him. Of course, we had to ask why he was called Marty the Party. Yes, bye, that's because wherever I end up, that's where the best party you're ever going to have. He asked us to join him on our first stop at this great little pub he was headed to. So we went along with Marty, because why not? Adventure was in the air. It was a real hole in the wall. We ended up at this little dive in a strip mall. It was nothing special, but the waitress was cute, the bartender was friendly, and it was relatively clean considering what kind of town we were in. So we set about drinking and playing pool. Most of the clientele of this dive were locals. They probably lived right around there. Couples, a few young guys, a few single girls. It wasn't packed when we got there. But of course, it was only about 5 in the afternoon, so why would it be? They served a mean steak sandwich, apparently, and lots of people came in for that. Marty introduced us to everyone, and somehow we seemed to fit in. He saw that John was kind of off by himself, so he lined him up with a chair in the circle and schmoozed him a bit to get him more comfortable with the place. Then we needed more darts. We ran out of smokes, so I asked Marty where the closest convenience store was so we could go get some. He pointed down the block. John and a couple of other guys went for a walk with me. John must have been feeling right into the party now because he picked up a traffic cone from by some street construction and put it on his head. He wore it all the way to the convenience store, into the store, and back to the bar. That's when John really cuts loose. Man, we had a time that night. After we got back from the smokes run, things got really crazy. John kept drinking and drinking. We were doing Jagger bomb shots like there was no tomorrow, and Marty was right there with him, egging him on. He was only a little English guy, but John put us all under the table. I couldn't believe that quiet little nerd put us to shame. Marty really took John under his wing, you know. He had him up there dancing with some young ladies half his age, and everyone was having a blast. The next thing I knew, John was out there singing karaoke, and he wasn't half bad. Then he was standing on tabletops, wearing the traffic cone on his head. Right before they turned out the lights and kicked us out at closing time, John had a pool cue and was playing air guitar while standing on the railing of the dance floor. We all lined up a final row of shots and headed back to our rooms. Back at the hotel, a whole bunch of us ended up, and Marty and the traffic cone included. The party just kept on rolling. We ordered some pizza. A lot of that pizza ended up on the floor and in places where it shouldn't, like on the ceiling. But at least we weren't in my room, which was a good thing because the cleanup bill was pretty big. I wandered off to my room at about 5 in the morning and realized that we had been drinking for more than 16 hours. I just lay face down on the bed and I didn't know anything more for a long time. The aftermath. I woke up face down on the bed, wearing clothes and my shoes. There were pizza stains on the bed because I lay down with my messy clothes and a massive amount of drool on the pillow. As I struggled to get up, I realized I had an empty whiskey bottle in my hand. Then I saw that the door was wide open. My room was near the lobby. Everybody walking by would have seen my drunken ass passed out on the bed face first, holding an empty whiskey bottle in my hand. And somehow that traffic cone was in my room by the bed, showing how much of a hazard I was. I felt like a real loser as I closed the door to my room and started to clean up. Let's just say the headache was pretty good. At around 11 a.m., I ran into John in the hallway. I was going down to buy some Tylenol. John was doing laundry and he looked like nothing had happened last night. He was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready for more. After that, John turned into a party animal. Thanks to Marty's party magic, John was like a new man. It's like he gave English John a second lease on life. After that one blowout night, he told us about the partying life he had back home when he was young. Now John was the life of the party, even at work. He was dancing all the time, singing, making jokes, even buying guys lunch. He was one of the happiest guys I ever met after that. So it just goes to show that sometimes cutting loose a little can really help you out. He fit in like it was meant to be. I never saw Marty the party again, but one night was enough. I don't think anyone would want to live too long if they were good friends with that guy.